and welcome to Faith Points, a weekly podcast from Faith Point United Methodist Church. If you'd like to join us for worship on Sunday morning or just want some more info, visit us on the web at faithpointum.org, or you can find us on Twitter at twitter.com/faithpointum, or you can find us on Facebook. And now, a weekly message from Pastor Chris Bishop.
When I was going to school in D.C., one of the things that I really liked to do when I needed to study or needed to do a whole lot of schoolwork and really didn't want to was that I would go down to the National Gallery of Art and just watch people. Anybody else a people watcher? Right? That's why I've told you before that my wife loves baseball and I love people watching, so we go, but for very different reasons, okay? And so when I, you know, because this was before YouTube and like the rabbit holes of YouTube. And so for me, I would go to the National Gallery and I would sit and I would people watch, do a little bit of studying. But there was one exhibit that started to catch my attention more than any other. And it was the work by Alexander Calder. And this video of just kind of the space in there, he's the guy that made these massive mobiles and these three-dimensional, just massive pieces of art. And I was transfixed by it because it always looked and you experienced it differently when all of there were like a ton of people there, or when there were only, you know, one or two people there, the shadows, the time of day. It seemed to always be a different experience when I was there. It was almost like there was this invitation to become part of the installation. I thought that was the coolest thing. And even at parts, there's a little bit at the end of the video that I found that there's a guy with his little child, and I'm sure because he was doing a good dad thing, right? Not because, but he gets really close to like the barrier and tries to blow on that piece right there and go, to see if he can get it to move. And I saw that happen, and I thought, I've done that, right? Because there's this invitation to be part of this thing, to see it move and interact. And on this Resurrection Sunday, I can't help but think that this is what changes for us as followers of Jesus, as people even that just checking this thing out, is that the thing that changes is that we are invited into God's work in the world, God's masterpiece for what is to come. And so for the past few weeks or so, in this series that we've been calling Lent, we've done this series that we've called The Real Good News, because week after week after week, we see people who encounter Jesus and they leave changed, that they encounter Jesus and all of a sudden these nobodies are transformed into somebodies, that there is good news for the community because they let their friend down on a mat and he was healed, and the good news for the community is that we have power in the name of Jesus, that we see these folks who get a second chance, and if you're like me, you need not only a second chance, but like a 100th chance, and I need all of the chances, right? And so as we come today to see that this real good news for Easter people is that we are invited in to be part of God's masterpiece today. And so as we look at this, I think that some of these pieces of art really do kind of teach us a little bit about the character of God. We can learn a little bit from what God might be up to in the resurrection. And so as we kind of interact with these pieces today, we celebrate that God is doing a new thing through Jesus, that at the center of it, Jesus is this one who everything else hinges on. And so from this point on, it's not just a slapping of a new coat of paint on what once was there before, but it's a whole understanding of the way that we see the world. And so for me, in my experiences with some of this work, or when I would see just these masterpieces of kind of two-dimensional paintings, it was good. But what happens in the resurrection is almost like there is a new dimensionality that happens, where now all of a sudden, instead of like a rule book of the Hebrew scriptures of do this and don't do this, that your life can be part here and then your God life can be over here, you know, this resurrection thing is all about how the whole thing is an experience. Like for these installations, even the shadows are part of the experience of what we have going on. And so going from this two-dimensional rule book to this kind of, this way of seeing and living life in a four-dimensional space, that time and space now becomes something that we get to encounter with our whole selves, it's kind of mind-blowing that now all of a sudden there is this gift that God, who is consistent from the beginning to the end, invites us in to see and interact with God in a new and different way. And so we see time and time again Jesus inviting people not just to be healed, not just to kind of partake a little bit of what he is offering, but then always there is this call, come and follow. Come and be a part. Come and interact. Come and just blow on the mobile a little bit and see what happens. Be a part and participate in this gift that I'm having for you. And so some of this work that then Alexander Calder had has inspired other artists. And so there's another artist by the name of Michael Murphy. And he does some really amazing stuff. Chad, could you put that next picture? Look at that. All right. What do you think that is? A rocket ship? Lucas says rocket ship. Kids in the back table, what does that look like? Paper air. A triangle. Ooh, all right. Nice. Flying bird? Wow, you guys are like future art critics. Nice. Who said Star Destroyer? Favorite answer. Yes. Okay, never mind. Message done. It's a Star Destroyer, and that is all, right? So we have this picture of a Star Destroyer now, okay? And what happens in the resurrection, though, is that we see this thing, and they're just different sized balls that are hanging from strings. And what happens is that God invites us to shift our perspective a little bit. So Chad, can you play that video? And we're going to lose our Star Destroyer for just a minute, but you're going to see something else. What? Who did that? What? Yeah, right? Isn't that cool? Yeah. And so, see, oh, good. All right. So everybody go home. The message is that we go home and watch episode 4 of Star Wars because there is a new hope today, right? Hey, all right. That is like, what, nerd reference 4 today? Gosh, thanks, church. But we have this way of the resurrection doing something and changing our entire perspective. So now all of a sudden with Jesus popping up out of the grave, it's like going from that chaotic Star Destroyer to something that makes a little bit more sense, and we have order into chaos. That's even the call at the very beginning of the story where it says that the Spirit of God swept over the deep and over the chaos. The story of God is the story of taking chaos and bringing that into order. And so if we are a people who believe in the resurrection, if we cling to that gift, there is this love that happens that because of the hurt and the sorrow that we've seen from this past week, there is love that raises Jesus up, and we have this beautiful, it is this beautiful passage that says that God is love. And so it is love that brings about life, even through death. That when the world has thrown the worst at Jesus, there is even hope after that. That the worst thing is not the last thing, like Pastor Ben said in the message for our Common Table Online, because we realize that then as God is working and moving, that love is this balancing point, where then we find meaning in a different perspective of what God is up to and doing in our lives. And so then as disciples, love is non-negotiable. That when we find that balancing point with God and step into that masterpiece and start to shift our perspective so we can see a different picture, we come to realize that our taking those next steps, you know, that we can work out those doubts that you may have written down on your first step sheet, that we can take those first steps with God because God is willing to then have those conversations with us just like Thomas, going, man, I'm not going to believe this thing until I can put my hands and feel this resurrected Jesus. Anybody else going to be a Thomas, right? Anybody else, like, honestly, are you going to take that for, like, your friend's accounts, or are you going to go, man, you guys are the biggest liars ever, right? Or for, and that must have been a hard 8 days for Thomas. You notice that we kind of just glance on by that it's more than a week, but it's like a week and then a day. It's a week and a day, especially in the Gospel of John. The week and a day, there's a newness that happens on that new week, right? And so for Thomas, all of these doubts, all of these questions, and Jesus never says, dude, if you're not going to believe, I don't want any part of you. But he says, now let's walk this together. It's the disciples on the road to Emmaus going, no, they're with this stranger, and they ask all the questions, and the stranger, being Jesus, tells him, you know, we'll walk this road together. But as we shift that perspective, there is order out of chaos. And so one of the last pieces of art that I want to share with you, though, is this wonderful kind of imagery, or this reiteration that that God may be a both-and God. And so what do you see on that picture? This one's not so much a trick, okay? And if you find some kind of Star Wars link to it, I'm going to be baffled. Good. It's a, yep. They are two AT-AT walkers holding tails. No, okay. I was going to go with giraffe, but thanks, guys. Yeah, right? And so from one perspective, it is absolutely a giraffe. And then, Chad, play that little video, right? And then from another perspective, and this one's shown up, I think, on my social media feed once every 2 months or so. But as we shift perspectives, then it's just one AT-AT walker. No, it's an elephant, right? Now, the question that I really have, though, is it a giraffe or is it an elephant? Which one of those two is it? Oh, see? Yeah. Right? Is that oftentimes we say that it's either or, and God says, no, it's a both and. And so if we only focus on the cross as being an action or a movement so that we can get into heaven and that there is eternal life, like, that is a yes. That's like our giraffe. But then God also says, and Jesus says, that the kingdom of God is here and now. You can encounter it right now. And so is the kingdom of God something that is in the future or something that is happening today? The answer is yes, that it can be both things, and that if we only see it from one perspective, we're missing out on half of what God has to offer for us. And so as we look at this and start to kind of expand our understanding of what God might be doing through the cross, that's not just victory over death, but it's freedom to live into the life that God has for us here and now, that we can bring the kingdom of God close, there is some real power in understanding that Jesus' resurrection then doesn't just mean a future hope, but a present reality. And so the real good news for us as Easter people is that we are invited to take part of God's masterpiece today, that God is defined by love. And so what that means is the founder of the Methodist Church, John Wesley, would have said, is that it means that we do no harm, that we do good, and that we fall in love with God more each and every day. And for us, what it looks like is actually our bulletin cover today. Last week was Palm Sunday, where we waved our palms. We shook them around. And then we said, okay, so if we're going to be fans of Jesus, that's great, but also we need to be followers of Jesus. And so we wrote on our hands how we're going to serve God today and not just in the future. And so I think that that's beautiful. I think some of them are beautiful. The one right here that says, be nice to my brother. That's great. And the brother wrote, be nice to my sister, right? And sometimes that is as much as we can offer, to just be nice to our siblings. Okay, remember that when you go home. But other times it's, you know, to be a comforter, to be a mother or a teacher, to be a friend, to have love and peace and empathy and be and journey with others as we go from this place. And so as we remember this Easter celebration, as we think about the good news that is at hand, we also remember that we get to step into the masterpiece that is still unfolding, and that we can take those next faithful steps to bring about the kingdom, not just in the future, but bring about the kingdom here and now. And so my prayer for you is that you might use the resurrection to be the good that you want to see in the world. Let's pray. Wonder-working God, we give you thanks for this Resurrection Day, for this way that we can proclaim that, God, your love abounds, and that at times it looks so reckless, but it is so, so good. That your grace, God, empowers us and liberates us to not be slaves to sin and death any longer, but to then be able to live that life that you have called us to. God of grace, in all that we are, and more importantly, all that you are, give us the courage and the power to be your people more fully today than we were yesterday. Amen. Let's stand and sing.